You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Now, you would think all eyes would be on turkey this week, get it, because Thanksgiving. But chicken is stealing some headlines. The Georgia DOC is a price index that comes out every week from the Georgia Department of Agriculture, and it helps grocery stores determine what to pay for their chickens. But there are questions about the quality of that pricing. Marketplace's Annie Baxter checks it out.
Georgia's poultry industry brings in tens of billions of dollars a year, and the state's price index for chickens is influential. But some critics are crying foul that the index diverges from others. The Georgia DOC chicken prices have been running higher than in other benchmarks and don't reflect the same trend lines.
The puzzle is the Georgia DOC index shows very little volatility, prices not going up or down very much at all, whereas they fluctuate very substantially in the other price indexes.
Vincent Smith is an ag economist at Montana State University. He says price data from a handful of powerful chicken producers dominate the Georgia DOC index.
And those companies may have a vested interest, for competitive or other reasons, for not accurately revealing the actual prices that they are paying or are receiving for their product.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture stopped publishing a report based on the Georgia DOC because it couldn't independently verify the data. Georgia officials now want the state's producers to provide more detailed pricing information. Tyson, one of the nation's largest poultry producers, says it's considering the request. Jeffrey Dorfman is an economist at the University of Georgia. He's skeptical the Georgia DOC's problems have forced grocery stores to pay too much for chicken. He says grocery stores are savvier than that.
These are multi-million dollar corporations on both sides.
A class action lawsuit claims several producers conspired to fix prices for broiler meat. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.